Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. What's cracking? Last week of the year in the jungle. Lots to get done. Let's not waste any time with it. How you feeling? The show is setting up like this. It is live. It is Southern California, and it's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I've got an interview with the head basketball coach at Xavier, Travis Steele, coming up next segment. Then we are wide open until the middle of hour number three, 1-800-636-8686. You should jump in right now, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Send me your pictures. We are getting together your digital holiday cards. Send them to rome@haveatake.com. If you don't want to send pics, send me your takes there as well. Also, in hour number three, busy, busy third hour, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin in the jungle. It's been a while. Lane Kiffin coming in the third hour. Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone also coming up in hour number three. We've got our year in review on Friday. Tuesday is a What's Your Beef Day. You know the drill. It's once a week. If you have a beef with somebody or something, anything at all, hit us up either by phone or by tweet or by email. Generally, we do the What's Your Beef segment in hour number two in the middle. So you want to start dialing right now or hit me up on Twitter. Don't waste any time. We are on the last week of the year. And again, the year in review is on Friday. Now, for some reason, it's become pretty easy to take Drew Brees for granted. I get this. I understand it. This guy is so good. He is so consistent. He's done it for so long, you come to expect it. Except last night was a reminder that when you're watching Drew Brees, you are watching greatness. You're watching history. Last night's 34-7 dissection of the Colts was one of his greatest performances ever. One of the greatest games ever seen. Monday night against the Colts, the team that he beat in the Super Bowl 10 years ago with his teammates from that Super Bowl team in the building, and this guy is still out there lighting it up, carving people up. Like, everybody came into the game knowing that Brees had a chance to break Peyton Manning's career record for TD passes, which he did. Here was touchdown pass number 538.
Brees takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, throws from the middle, touchdown! Michael Thomas right up the seam.
No surprise there. That's 538. Here's 539.
Brees out of the gun with a 3-by-1 set, throws over the middle, and they're wide open, caught! Right at the goal line, Traquan Smith, touchdown! Drew Brees is tied. Peyton Manning, 539 touchdown passes in his career.
Saints radio. The next TD pass would be 540. And at that point, it looked like this guy might throw for 540 TD passes last night alone. The Colts were that bad. He was that good. That's how dialed in he was. And near the end of the first half, it happened.
Scrambling, looking to the end zone. And there it is. A history maker is his for the moment, depending on the flag.
Pass interference. Offense, number 10.
History is made. No, it's not. That was not 540, because that one was taken down due to PI. No worries. The Saints came right back in the second half. Now here is number 540.
Brees under center, I formation, fakes the handoff, looks to throw, wide open, touchdown! Josh Hill, 273 games, over 76,000 yards, and now 540 touchdowns. Drew Brees, take a bow.
Making it look easy. There you have it. The career record, 540 TD passes. Hell, why stop there? Why not go for another? Here's 541.
Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, has his man, Taysom Hill. That ball's caught at the 8, runs through the tackler. Taysom Hill into the end zone, touchdown!
Taysom Hill is a stud. What's not to love about that guy? Everybody knew Brees was going to break that career record for TD passes last night. But along the way, he also broke the league record for completion percentage in a single game. 29 of 30, 307 yards, four touchdowns. Think about that. On the same night this guy threw for 540 and 541 career TD passes, he also had the highest single-game completion percentage in NFL history. It's a disgusting stat. In other words, this guy's not slowing down. He's not stumbling over the line and barely getting to 540. He's pretty much as good as he's ever been, which is something that you could not say for Peyton Manning, for instance, when he was lobbing those wounded ducks around in Denver. It's not something you can even say about Tom Brady, who might leapfrog Breeze this weekend. Manning and Brady have lost something. They had lost something by the time they got to their 530s in TD passes. I'm looking at Breeze. I mean, maybe you might argue that he still can't drive the ball down the field the way he used to. Maybe, but I'm not sure. It looks like this guy has lost nothing at all. He's still dealing. As Frank Reich said, quote, "Tonight, we just got it handed to us," end quote. Pretty much. That about sums it up from a Colts perspective. They did get it handed to them. And they got it handed to them by an absolute legend. A guy who went 29 of 30 and is still going to be bothered by the one that he missed. A pass to Latavius Murray in the first quarter. And if you know Breeze, you know that's going to stay with him and piss him off.
I'll be honest with you. You know, you always think about the one that you missed, right? And if I just set my darn feet and throw it to the running back, it's 30 for 30. So that one may haunt me for a little while.
If I could just set my darn feet. Dadgummit! So what's the most impressive thing about Breeze? Go ahead and take your pick. Is it the freaky accuracy? Is it the unbelievable mastery of the offense? Is it his longevity? This guy's first touchdown pass came for the Chargers when they were coached by Mike Riley. He came off the bench to relieve Doug Flutie. Flutie won the Heisman Trophy 35 years ago. Breeze was his backup in the NFL, and now 18 years later, he's breaking the career TD mark. Oh, and remember that shoulder injury, the dislocation through the bottom of the shoulder that was so bad that it was a 1 in 500 injury, the one where Dr. James Andrews put 13 anchors into his shoulder, the injury that was supposed to end the man's career. Remember, the Miami Dolphins sent that medical info on Breeze to six different doctors, and the info they got back led them to pass on Breeze and sign Dante Culpepper instead. Remember that? That decision was 13 years ago. That's how utterly ridiculous Drew Breeze and his career have been. He was supposed to be done 13 years ago. That's like four NFL careers ago. And this guy's going out on Monday night. And not just breaking career records, but breaking single game records. And about number 540, Breeze knew he had it before he had it. Once he knew the call and he saw the defense, he knew it was a lock.
The funny thing was, is as we walked up to the ball, you know, the play call comes in and I'm thinking touchdown. And then the minute we walk up to the ball and I see the look and I say, oh, it's definitely a touchdown, right? So it played out just the way we thought as far as the play call. And him being, you know, wide open on the run action.
So, like, you know why he knew it would be a touchdown? Because of his mastery of the game. And that does not come accidentally. That's the result of years and years of crazy hard work. Moments like the one former teammate Reggie Bush caught on video Sunday and posted to Instagram. The video is from the Saints practice facility, and it's Breeze at the far end of the field, simulating a game all by himself, dropping back, pump faking, adjusting to invisible defenders, working with invisible teammates. It really is one of the most amazing things I've seen in quite some time.
Hey, man, a lot of people in this world want to be great. A lot of young guys talk about it. They want to be flashy. You know, a lot of young guys want the quick, easy shortcut route to greatness. Ain't no shortcuts to greatness, man. This is what it's about right here. This is 20, 30. We're about 40 minutes now after practice, after a walkthrough, which will normally be a Saturday walkthrough. It's a Sunday because they play Monday night. And it's only one man out here on this field.
I mean, Breeze gets so detailed and so prepared in those moments. He even prepared for how he was going to feel and react when he broke that record. because he didn't want to be overcome with emotion and unprepared to go on with the rest of the game. It's an amazing statement that he makes right here.
I don't want to just be so overcome with emotion that there's still a lot of football left to be played, right, throughout the course of the game. These are so unpredictable, right? You hope that it's going to happen. You want to be prepared if it does, because I want to make sure everyone around me knows just how thankful I am for them and how grateful I am to my team, to everyone in the stadium, to our entire fan base, to my family and friends and everyone who was here and all those that have been such an integral part of this. And so you want to give that value, you know, and you want to be able to do that, and yet it's within the framework of a game that might be a tight game, and so you got to get your mind and focus right back on the next play, and you're still in it. But I'd say the way that it happened tonight obviously allowed us to enjoy it.
This dude, I'm telling you, this dude, preparing like that for a game is one thing. Preparing like that to break a record so it doesn't impact the game is another. That is completely next level stuff. The number of people who prepare like that and then live it is tiny. Drew Brees is one of them. And because of that preparation, because of that grind, because of that work, because of the execution, because of the consistency, it is so easy to take this dude for granted. I get it. Even his teammates get that. Cameron Jordan said this.
I feel like I probably keep taking him for granted. I don't know. You have somebody who scores as many touchdowns as he has. It's just another record for him. How many records has he broken? He's breaking like two today? Like 15 over the course that I've played with him? I don't. Another accolade. We're looking for a Super Bowl.
In other words, this is why I spent so much time on this off the top. Do not take this guy for granted. Don't do it. Fight the urge to take Brees for granted. Because when he's done, there will not be another one like him. There will not be another guy who has faced the obstacles that he's faced. There won't be another guy who's impacted a city the way he's impacted that city and put up the numbers he's put up. So enjoy it. Soak it in every chance you get. Appreciate the man. Respect the man. Because there's never been another like him, and there probably never will be ever again. Oh, and Dolphin fan, what could have been had you just signed this guy in 06? And I'm sorry that I have to do this, and it's going to hurt badly. But since that Miami doctor deemed that Brees was not fit to be a Dolphin, the quarterbacks you've had under center include Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Chad Pennington, Chad Henne, Tyler Thigpen, Pat White, Matt Moore, J.P. Lossman, Ryan Tannehill, Cuddy, David Fales, Brock Lobster, Josh Rosen, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've had all of them under center while Brees has been with the Saints. The coaches, the Nictator, Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Todd Bowles, Joe Philbin, Dan Campbell, Bug Eyes, and Brian Flores. So we know who the loser is. The winners are the Saints and Alabama. Dolphin fan, it does not look like it's going to get much better either. So who misread Drew Brees worse? You or Oprah?
Wow, 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 wow! All right, who just kissed you? There's a big old kiss right there.
Awkward. Awkward. Again, Oprah, man. Oprah's so good. Oprah's awesome. Oprah and the brand is unlike anything I've ever seen. But that's not where she lives. How does a producer not pull her aside and say, hey, listen, there's a birthmark. Whatever you do, do not try and rub off that smudge of lipstick. It will not come off. But nobody gave her a heads up. Man, you got to look out for your talent. You got to look out for your host. Come on now. 1-800. Do not take Drew Brees for granted. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so I've got a ton more to get to, but ran heavy on the open, so I got to get out. Coming up next, Xavier, head basketball coach Travis Steele. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Look no further than Untuck It. The original untucked shirt. It's hard to find a shirt that looks good untucked. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untucked shirts, though, were designed to be worn untucked, so they fall at just the right length. And they always look sharp. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Did you know that Untucked has got more than 50 different fits? That way, tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages will love the fit of untucked shirts this holiday season. Try some bestsellers like wrinkle-free button-downs, super soft flannels, all new outerwear, and more. Get 20% off your first purchase with the code ROME at untuckit.com or at 80 Untuckit stores. So if you're looking for the perfect gift for everybody on your list, look no further than Untuckit, the original Untucked shirt. Use the code ROME, get 20% off your first purchase. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. What's cracking? I'm Jim Rome. Feeling good on a Tuesday. I've got a wide open portion of the segment coming up, or of the show coming up, and a lot to get to. I only mentioned Drew Brees off the top, but I've got other topics I want to throw out there. But before we do anything else, let's talk some Xavier basketball. We are joined by the head coach there, second season as Musketeers head coach, a finalist for the Joe B. Hall National Coach of the Year Award last season. Xavier is 9-2 this year. They're hosting Western Carolina tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Travis Steele is the coach. He joins us right now. Travis, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Really good to have you. Listen, I want to talk to you about this year, but before we do that, let's go back to before the start of the season. You and the team went on a trip to Spain. What was the experience like, and what did you and the players take away from that trip?
You know, number one, we were really fortunate to be able to enjoy that experience all together, man. We went over to Barcelona and Madrid for about 4 days in each city. We were able to play 3 games over there, and you know, it allowed us to really get our chemistry right off the court. You know, we have 7 new players on our team, and allowed those guys to really get to know each other and really bond over that a little bit over a week time period. So I thought it gave us a good head start heading into this year.
So what about the veterans on the team, guys like Quentin Gooden and Tyreek Jones? How did they do with the younger guys on the team, and did they make use of that time to kind of bring everybody together?
Yeah, they did. You know, I thought they did a great job because we were allowed 10 days of practice, Jim, before we left for Spain. And they did a great job of kind of putting their arm around the younger guys and teaching them and showing them kind of what we do here at Xavier on both the offensive and defensive end. And then it was really cool to see one day I saw Quentin having lunch with Kiki Tandy, a freshman, which is good to see. A lot of times seniors just hang out with seniors, but it was good to see those guys kind of integrate really well and get along.
Travis Steele joining us. We're talking Xavier basketball. So I know I mentioned Western Carolina, so I know that's where your focus is. But if we go back a few days to that crosstown shootout against Cincinnati, Travis, for those who don't know, what's that about, or what is it about that rivalry that makes it so special and so intense, and what's it like to be in the middle of that?
You know, to me, it's the best rivalry in all of college basketball. You know, it's unique. You know, our universities are 2.4 miles away, and, you know, it's great for the city of Cincinnati. In the surrounding areas, man, people take a lot of pride in that game. And, you know, former players, we had several former players come back for that game specifically because they care and they love it. They love to be a part of it. And, I mean, it's fun. It's a fun game to be a part of. I tell everybody that's why you come to Xavier's, to be a part of games like that, you know, and the energy and the passion that's around that game. And we were fortunate we were able to win the game and be able to represent our former players and Xavier Nation in the right way on that Saturday.
Travis Steele joining us. You did win that game 73-66, and then you went to Dana Gardens. It's a bar roughly a half mile from the Cintas Center. How did that trip come about? I mean, was that something that you had planned, or was that kind of a spur-of-the-moment move?
You know, it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment. You know, I right before I did my press conference, I asked our compliance director, Jeff Poulard, I said, "Hey, is it legal for me to go buy drinks for Xavier fans at Dana's bar?" And he said, "Yes." So I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna go up there and show a little appreciation to our fans because they make the Cintas Center, in my opinion, the hardest place to play in the entire country, and we appreciate everything that they do."
All right, just so we're clear on this, this is great. So you spoke to your compliance officer to make sure it was okay, and then you and your wife Amanda and your 6-year-old son Winston stop off at an ATM. You take out $1,000. You hand it to Winston. What did Winston make of being handed that stack of cash?
He goes, "Man, this is a lot of money, Dad."
Right.
And I said, "Well, hey, we're going to give it to all the people. We're going to let them enjoy a drink on us." And I said, "We got to show appreciation." And so he was loving it. I think he was a little confused at first, Jim, but he really enjoyed it. And I think he kind of understood what we were trying to do and the point of it afterwards.
We're talking to Travis Steele. Great story. So one of the mantras for the team this year is 1 + 1 = 3. How do you want your players to apply that concept both on and off the court?
You know, obviously, if you have two basketball players out on the floor, you know, it's two players. But if if you have two players and they really care about each other, right, and they really try to share in each other's successes and failures, you know, we always say, hey, 1 + 1 = 3. It equals more than just the two. And we always talk about carrying your brother. That's one of our core values within our program, and that's both on the floor and off the floor. You know, again, like again, saying sharing in successes and failures with each other, and always being there for one another, and bringing the best out in each other. That's what that whole thing means.
Xavier is 9-2. We're talking to head coach Travis Steele. Now, the Big East is so competitive, and it makes every game a battle. It would have been easy for guys maybe to fold their tents during a rough stretch last season when depth was an issue, but they didn't. Even though they're new faces this year, how much does a strong finish to the end of last year carry over? Does it?
Yeah, I think so, especially with the older guys. I think it gave them some confidence and understanding of what our identity needs to be in order for us to be successful. You know, our defense got a lot better over the last 11 games of the year at the end last year, and they know that that's who we have to be. We have to be a smash-mouth basketball team that's built around toughness.
Now, being named head coach, you spent the previous 10 years at Xavier, and you were an assistant under Chris Mack. Time and time again, I've heard from coaches that moving just that one seat over from assistant to head coach is an enormous move. It's a huge change. What was the biggest change for you in the process of taking over the program?
You know, I think just managing people. You know, now all of a sudden, rather than just doing your job and being focused on your job, you have to be focused on, hey, the strength coach, the trainer, the academic advisor, the three assistant coaches, all the three operations administrative positions that we have. You know, you're kind of overseeing everything. You're almost like a CEO and trying to make sure that everybody does their job exactly how you want it. So I'd just say managing people was the biggest probably adjustment that I had.
And not only that, but you've got a famous newsletter, Xavier basketball program does. And
yeah,
it's emailed weekly to more than 28,000 subscribers. It's got details about the program, what you guys are doing, plays, advice to other coaches. The newsletter has been running for nearly two decades now. Why is that something that's so important to the program?
You know, I think it gives, we always want to give back, you know, and share ideas. And it also helps our brand. You know, my brother, John Gross, who's actually the head coach of Akron, he used to be an assistant a long time ago here at Xavier. He was the one who started it. And then we've kind of kept it going through the years, and high school coaches and AAU coaches, and they love it. And it's not just for people here in the States. I mean, we have people over in Europe that get it now. And I think this helps our brand, and it helps us just get back and continue to grow the sport of basketball.
All right, then your son Winston is already becoming a legend. And then in September, you and your wife welcomed a second child, Anderson, to the world. So how do you go about balancing life as a father of two and the head coach of Xavier, the CEO?
You know, number one, I got an incredible wife, understanding wife, Amanda. She's the best. She runs our household, that's for sure. But and for me, I think I try to blend both my career, my professional life, and my personal. So I'll take Winston and Amanda and Anderson. They'll go a lot recruiting trips with me. They'll go to a lot of games. Again, because I think the only way you can be really good at both personal and professional in this career is be able to blend them.
He is in his second season as Musketeers head coach. He's the head coach at Xavier. They're 9-2 this season, and they've got a big one tomorrow night at home against Western Carolina. Travis Steele, my guest. Travis, great to have you on the show, man. Thanks so much. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks. Sounds good.
You got it. Travis Steele, head coach. We're talking some Xavier basketball on the program. It's been a while, but I've been in that building. Yeah, that building rocks. The Cintas Center. In fact, we had a tour stop back in the day in a torrential downpour. The good brother was there.
Brother.
No, good brother. Anybody else remember that one? And it reminds me to again ask the question, should I reboot the World Tour? We're talking about bringing it back. Now, we're not going to bring it back, and it won't be the way it was back in the day. It could never be duplicated or replicated or feel like that ever again. I'm thinking about making the thing a little more upscale. I'm thinking about bringing it back. Do you want to see the World Tour? What do you want to see in the World Tour? If you're in a town or a community where you want it, let me know. Because I'm thinking about doing this in 2020. And I'm thinking about where I want to take it. But I haven't decided yet. See, I've got to pick 5 cities, 3 cities, 8 cities. Where should I take this thing? Let me know if you want it. 1-800-636-8686. All right, telephone line is, or a telephone number is wide open for you right now. I've got your What's the Beef segment, or as Rex in Albuquerque likes to say, is it time for that beef jerky segment, Romy?
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Not yet, Rex, but soon. Hey, Rex, do me a favor. When it is time, don't call. But it will be time next hour. Off the top, I was not able to tell you some other things I want to talk about. Here are the other things that I want to talk about. Urban Meyer insists, I don't want to coach. Just because I sat in the owner's box with the Redskins does not mean that I want to coach. I don't want to get into that whole thing. Josh Gordon, suspended indefinitely. My thoughts on that story. Matt Patricia, the rocket scientist, making jokes now about his job status. Jokes that are not funny. I'll tell you guys, funny. Shaq Lawson, really funny. I'm all about that guy. I wanted to get to it yesterday, and in a way, maybe it's good that I didn't. There were a couple of horrific beats in the NFL. Maybe now that another day has gone by, it won't be as bad. Unless you took the over last night, and then the Colts did nothing to help you. All of that coming up. The Year in Review, Friday. You're running out of time for your holiday cards. Send them to rome@haveatake.com. What's your beef? Next hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Just getting a look at some of the first batch of the holiday cards. John in Huntington Beach with his family and others. Hey, John. Wow.
Hey, John.
It's not too late, I don't think. Adam, is it? Throw your headphones on real quick. So it's Tuesday, and the first batch came through. Can the folks back in New York, can they turn some more around? Where are we at?
The folks in New York are wonderful producers, so I'm sure they can quickly flip those. We got another three shows to do it, so let's do it.
You live for this, so why don't you very quickly reset your, quote, solicit?
If you've got a Christmas card or a holiday card you've been sending out to your friends, send us a digital copy, rome@haveatake.com. We will put it on television, pending that it's appropriate.
I was going to say, and what should they not send?
Don't send any Photoshopped images of Larry Brown's crank hanging out of his towel, like what has already been sent to me. Just send me the good stuff.
All right, little graphic for my likes or for my taste, but okay. Hey, you know, clones. You know what we can and cannot use. Sunday, the NFL on CBS. So they're already coming through, though. I just saw John in Huntington Beach. I think I saw Cindy in Milwaukee. The Cantrells I saw. Send your family cards. We will make you famous. Sunday, Alvin. The NFL on CBS features a couple of teams making their final push towards the playoffs. Many of you will see a clash in Cleveland. Tough week for the Browns, right? It's not getting any easier. The Ravens are coming in. Or you might get Pittsburgh and the Jets. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. I will not be there this weekend. Although I wish I were. To be fair, I wish I were there every weekend. Hey, Rome, very impressed with Drew Brees passing Peyton Manning for the all-time touchdown record. Hard to argue his place in history now. Stat pattingly yours, Frank Gore, passing Barry Sanders on the all-time rushing list. Stephen Boise, could not hate that take any more than I do, and you know this. I just spent 15 minutes off the top of the program talking about what makes Drew Brees so unbelievable, and the message being, do not take the guy for granted. And then I get that email, and there's more where that came from. If you're Frank Gore, and the average lifespan of a running back is 3 or 3.5 years, and this guy's still doing what he's doing this late in the game and doing it at a high level, how are you cracking him? Like, you're giving this guy no credit whatsoever. It's like, yeah, well, he just stuck around a long time. You're going to put up numbers, Rome, if you're around 20 years. Right. And the guy had a number of injuries that would have derailed anybody else. And he's playing running back, a devalued position, allegedly, where you take an unforsaken amount of punishment, and he's still grinding, and he's still putting numbers up, and he's still an impact guy. And your whole take is, yeah, Rome, you stay around long enough, you're going to put some numbers up, right? Sign Drew Brees. Drew Brees is one of the best to ever do it. And that's another guy who was left for dead. That's a guy that the Dolphins chose Dante Culpepper over. I ran down all the quarterbacks they've had since then, and the Saints have had one guy. And your best response and your best take is, yeah, Rome, if I was around 20 years, I'll put up some numbers too. Yeah, but the point is, he's been around 20 years. How do you stay around 20 years at 6 feet tall? Drew Brees was never supposed to be anywhere at 6 feet tall. And instead is one of the best to ever do it. And these are some of the worst takes I've ever seen. Hey, Jim. Brees dunking on Pinky while still being elite is incredible. It's a lot different than some other guys who just linger around forever and half stumble, half get dragged by the old lineman into the record books. Signed, Frank Gore. Brett from Bugaha. Merry Christmas, Jim. Listen, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say unless you want to be right all the time. But come on, man, don't waste my time with that. I'm not going to get indignant about that, and I'm not going to let you dopes hook me with that. You really don't believe that. There's nobody anywhere who knows anything about football who believes any of that nonsense about Frank Gore. I want to say this one more time. Frank Gore is universally respected in that sport by everybody, literally, he's ever played with and against. Everybody he's been coached by and coached against. So a few of you morons who keep pushing this narrative about how, yo, if the guy stays around as long as he has and his offensive linemen drag him down the field along with the chains, he probably will go by Barry Sanders, Rome. Like, Brett, it's not my fault that I'm smarter than you, but you need to be smarter than that. Do better. Don't send me these. There's another one. I'm not going to read it. Hey, Jim, I don't understand the big deal about Drew Brees and his records. He sucks. He's never done anything. He's thrown a few TDs for a few yards. Big deal, tough guy. He's completely overrated. Signed, Cal Ripken.
I heard right, you talking about Cal Ripken and his stupid overrated record. Cal Ripken sucks. He's overrated. He was overpaid. He did nothing good. He's average player at best who had a crappy record because he didn't play that hard. And so everybody thinks he's so great. Wow, he played a bunch of games in a row. Good job there, tough guy. I would pay $1 million just so I could spray that guy in the face with a full mace spray.
The reason I would allow that is because that guy actually meant it. Again, it is the worst take ever, but he believed it. You dopes who are pushing that Frank Gore narrative, man, you're just pushing buttons. You're trying to get a rise out of me. I know you don't believe it. You know how I know that? Because it's so dumb. Nobody's that dumb. Nobody who knows anything about football would believe that. So, no, you can't hook me. But this guy, with the Cal Ripken take, that guy really did believe that. And if that guy really did have $1 million, he probably would spray Cal Ripken in the face with a can of mace.
Cal Ripken.
Remember I said the other day, Mitch in Buffalo. That's a name that I'm starting to recognize. He's been getting on. He's been getting through with his emails. Let's see. Hey, Rome. Brees broke the touchdown record. I would have taken just one touchdown. Regards, John Denver. Plane crash jokes. Plane crash smack. Oh, that guy died in a plane crash. That's pretty funny. Hey, Mitch, too soon. I don't care when it happened. It will always be too soon. Save your JFK Jr. cracks, too. Still not funny. You know why? It's one of the worst ways ever to go. Not that any of us have a say in how we go. Let's just say that's not a way I'd want to go. Alvin, thank you. Jaime. Not all that impressed with Drew. Quite frankly, he shouldn't have even been on the field last night with that season-ending hand injury. Signed, Trevor Price. That's good. Stephen S.A. Trevor Price did say he'd be done. Romy, I don't know what kind of cabbage Reggie Bush is smoking, but it's got to be the good stuff because the whole team is still out there on the field with Drew Brees in that video. Signed, Sam Darnold.
Seen ghosts.
That's not bad. You saw ghosts.
Seen ghosts.
Again, I think that you're missing the point. You're all looking for the joke, man. You're all looking for the one-liner. You're all acting like this is an evening at the Improv. The point is, the future Hall of Famer, 40-year-old grinder, is out at the end of the end zone by himself, 30, 35, 40 minutes after a walkthrough, mentally going through the steps. And imagine what it'd be like to have defenders. Imagine what it'd be like to be with his teammates, doing what he has to do that nobody sees, except Reggie Bush got video.
And it's only one man out here on this field. Only one man.
It was fascinating. Only one guy. And then if you go to that Instagram feed, Calais Campbell had said something like, you know, people, it's so easy for people to say that we're gifted, that we're gifted. He goes, that's not what that is. This is all about hard work. That 6 foot nothing quarterback continues to break record after record after record. And why is that? Because of all the hard work. That's the message there. Not that if you stick around 20 years, you probably will put up numbers. All right, so you want to reset yourselves. You want to think of a better angle or a better take because you do need to do better. 1-800-636-8686. Quick reminder, Lane Kiffin, back in the jungle. Hour number three, Michael Malone, Denver Nuggets head coach, back in the jungle. Hour number three, second hour is wide open. I can't wait to see more Christmas cards. Jungle Christmas cards, clones, digital cards. Quick phone call to wrap hour number one. Let's go to Iowa, Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Rome, thanks for the time, brother. Hey, last night, amazing night by Drew Brees and Saints. Don't forget Michael Thomas. Guy is having an unbelievable year. Definitely in the running for that MVP award this year. I mean, the guy is just lighting it up. Hopefully, you know, he'll get the catches record next week. And but, yeah, Saints, home field, let's do it. Let's get back to the Super Bowl, 10-year anniversary. Come on.
Come on! All right, Nick. He said, don't forget about Michael Thomas. Yeah, generally I do not forget about a guy who's going to get 150 catches. Yeah, don't worry, I won't forget about him. I won't forget about him. I'm just saying, do not take his quarterback for granted.
Don't forget Mark.
Again?
Don't forget
Mike.
Don't forget
Michael Thomas.
Don't forget Mark.
How do you forget him? How about the Colts? Thought they had a little more than that. I didn't expect them to win that game. They did come in as 9.5-point dogs. I thought they'd put up a better fight than that, but they didn't. So I wonder if, in fact, you have your franchise quarterback like we were all led to believe earlier this season, because Jacoby did not look like that last night. And the Saints battle back, and they fight back. 1-800-636-8686. I got a beef. I got a beef with some of your lazy takes. Do better.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
No, but it's coming up, Rex. It is coming up, and it's going to be next hour. You can partake in the beef jerky segment by calling, by tweeting, by emailing. I might even pull a comment from my Instagram page, from my Facebook page. Lots of different ways to beef. Next hour, once again, I want to talk about Urban Meyer. Herb shows up at a Redskin game in the box with Dan Snyder. But he'll have you believe, Herb, that, nah, I don't want to coach. Quote, I really think I'm done coaching. Yet, I really think that I saw him in the Dan's box. So why is that? One of his former players will have you believe that he was there to support them. Since when is Herb about doing things to support others? Or maybe that is the case. Let's get into that. And I want to talk Josh Gordon. Another topic that is very easy for you to get really lazy about and make some jokes that nobody thinks is funny. So I will give you the definitive take. The definitive take on Josh Gordon. All of that.